Magnum IP. A hard-hitting cop. Magnum IP. Representing all people equally. Never forget the first time I ran into Magnum IP. Well, he had just gotten out of the academy, and he was kind of hoping to be sent to a high-crime area to do some good. But as the luck of the draw oftentimes work out in police work, his first beat was the rather exclusive Foxhall Road area. Well, there's not really much call for high-speed driving and gunplay. Kind of a sleepy little section of town, and his parents, somewhat disappointed that he wouldn't be working near home, said, what are you going to do all day over there? They don't need no police over there. I mean, you got 8 hours of just driving around. But he was reasonably enthusiastic as he mused the day's plans.
I'm going to chill out and shop up, do this and do a little of that. You know, I'm going to look at this and look at that. You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
And so, with that kind of unbridled rookie enthusiasm, he began his first day. How I became involved in him was I was roaring down Foxhall Road, which is a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit at 50 miles an hour. He, in an unmarked cruiser, was running radar. I look in the rear view, and there he is, and I'm thinking, oh, God, not another ticket. But when he got out of the car, I could see he was looking, making sure he had a pencil. He was checking his ticket book. He had it upside down. I knew he was a rookie, so I figured maybe I could con him out of it. I figured I'd try a little double talk. He walked up to the window. I said, hi, officer. Looks like the collusion of our mutual driving situation has caused the contrast of speed versus time ratio. I assure you, however, though, that while it would appear that I was at fault, it was actually an inadvertent aerodynamic propulsion that caused this rather lesion to adhesion to the speed limit. He just scratched his head, looked over his shoulder at his partner, and said,
That hunky muffin messy got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
Thus encouraged by his partner, he continued to stand there waiting for my license and registration. But I could tell as I handed it to him, he wasn't sure how to fill out the ticket. I said, maybe I can help you, officer. I worked with the police department for a while. Here. Let me have the ticket book. Now, where is your license? And he whipped it out of his pocket. I said, what you write in here is your name. And let me see. Get the tag number on your car. You put your name. Is this your current address on the license? You put your name and your address right here. And you put your tag number right here. He said, my name? I said, yeah, your name. Because I know my address. This is so that the court can know who is the officer that made this arrest. It's a good arrest, too. I think they'll be pretty pleased with you down at the old precinct house. So what you do is you put your name and address and your tag number here and sign it right at the bottom here. Now, how we work this is we'll pick a day within the next 15 days. Like, how about a week from today? If that's your day off, good. I'll meet you down at the court processing office. I'll meet you there in the court, and you give the judge this ticket. And I'll meet you there. Of course, I'll have all my information there, so I'll be able to turn myself in at that time. But what you do is you fill out your name and address, you sign it, you put your tag number here, and you show up a week from today at the court processing office, right, and you hand this ticket to the judge. Now, if he's a little confused, when he looks at it, you just tell him to lactate your fructose, which means that he postpones the trial an additional week in time to, you know, so you can get your citation for meritorious service. Remember that, so you fill out everything and tell him to lactate your fructose if there's any confusion, and I'll meet you there. Okay, I gotta run. Bye-bye. Last time I saw Magnum IP, he was walking a full-time beat in front of the embassy to Outer Mongolia.